it's your girl, DJ A, delivering some fresh inspiration straight into your ear canal. That wasn't weird at all, was it? So this podcast episode is inspired by Mother's Day, which is coming up if you are in the U.S. I'm from nowhere. That's how our next artist answered a question from an interviewer. His mother, Julia, raised his other siblings alone for 7 years during a time of ruthless political upheaval in Eastern Europe, while his father worked in a coal mine in Pittsburgh. He sent all the money that he earned home, and still, life on the Austria-Hungary border in a region which is now called Slovakia was crippling economically and politically in the beginning of the 20th century. So this family is working hard, and with dogged determination, they managed to save enough to join their father in Pittsburgh. But poor and without a homeland, they are essentially refugees of a brutal political environment. And in the new world, they upgrade to a tiny attic apartment. They rent out the bottom floor for extra income, and a few years after their arrival to America, they welcome a bouncing baby boy. The mother begins sewing and weaving together anything she can sell. She's arranging flowers and selling them to neighbors, anything, to make their lives even a little better than where they came from. So the youngest boy grows and he sees this extreme entrepreneurial creativity. And he also sees the family's income doesn't seem to grow. And he's often sick as a child, and he's at home, not in school, shoulder to shoulder with his mom, helping her make or mend anything she can think of to bring money to the family. Julia and her young son use nearly constant art making to cope with the poverty, the isolation, and the loneliness they experience as outsiders in urban Pittsburgh. Often sick, he spends much of his time cutting art from magazines and kitchen labels and transforming it into something else entirely. And by the time that he's old enough to stretch his own creative wings, his mother was at his side when he made the move to New York City to try his shot at being a commercial artist. And when the time came that he had too much work to handle himself, who else would he pull in to collaborate on his commission but dear mom? The most iconic representation of this mother and her son come in the form of Campbell's soup cans. Andy Warhol often said his inspiration was the soup his mother made him every day after school. Some art critics believe his obsessive representation of American culture was a desperate attempt to shed his inherent outsider status. A mother's love woven with creativity and career, inspiration, aspiration, maybe a lot of insecurity, personal individuality complicated with family dynamics. When Julia Warhol passed away in 1975, her youngest son, for which she'd worked alongside of for the entirety of his life, didn't attend her funeral. His friends expressed shock that she'd even passed because he didn't tell them. Hashtag complicated for sure. Perhaps he couldn't face her loss, the person he repeatedly affirmed was the greatest inspiration of his life. His and hers, a story of motherhood and art, hard work and authenticity, in a time when being anything different was taboo. And after escaping a land of wild poverty and horrific assaults on human life, Julia Warhol gave her children the wings to fly, her ability to light a mind on fire, her beautiful legacy. As always, thanks for listening to the Rebels and Saints podcast, guys. If you enjoyed your time with me today, do me the greatest honor and hit subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you want to learn more, head over to my website, adrianlee.com. There you can get linked to my audiobooks, read my latest release on Amazon, or sign up for my newsletter and get a free ebook as a thanks from me. Lots of good things happening over there. And I want to hear from you. Leave me a comment, a review, and let me know what you liked about this episode. Or maybe there's someone, an artist, or some inspiring soul you want to dig a little deeper into. Let me know.